All right, gals and pals, game on. It's time for the Sports Gal Pal Podcast, where we help gals and their pals come together over sports. Don't hate the game, love the game.
Or at least find out why he loves it so much.
Now your host, the Sports Gal Pal herself, Ramona Rice.
Well, hey there, Gal Pal Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Sports Gal Pal Podcast, where I help you understand why the sports fans in your life scream at the TV during the game. Particularly me, the UVA fan, whose team is now 0-3. Who's rising indeed? No one. Basketball cannot start soon enough. But I am your host, Ramona Rice. You can connect with me on Twitter at SportsGalPal. And of course, go on SportsGalPal.com. There's all kinds of cool things there. And gals and pals, it's a hat trick today. He's doing the SportsGalPal hat trick because he's been on not one, not two, but now three times. It's one of my podcast and real life BFFs of all time. It is Jonathan Oakes from Trivial Warfare. Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
Hello, hello, Ramona. It's so good to be back.
Yes, like I don't know. I think other than maybe Tim, you might be the only person that's done this show three times. There might be a couple of the guys from Next Fan Up, but legitimately as a just guest by yourself, you may be the only one.
Yeah, I don't know if I can compare to Tim either. Tim's kind of in a class of his own.
Jack Link's turkey.
Oh my gosh, do you hear this ad playing in the background?
I do hear this ad playing in the background.
Well,
what
this
is that?
Classic right here. Sorry.
That's good podcasting. So, did you pull up the ESPN thing so we can talk about fantasy football?
Yeah, I pulled up the ESPN game day doodad thing so that I could have it on the ready, and it plays a 15-second ad in front of it every time that you open it.
It's kind of like being on a Blog Talk Radio podcast. Dun-dun-dun. Because we're both on Blog Talk.
Hey. Almost.
Almost. No, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And your podcast is going really well.
You know, I have no complaints. Actually, Blog Talk Radio has been outstanding for me. I moved over. I just had my year anniversary, actually.
That's right.
And if you could see the growth chart over that last year and just the different ways that that we've worked together well, it's been a great experience. I'm very happy.
Yeah, I have no complaints with Blog Talk either. That's why people ask, and I'm very open about it. I'm the community manager for podcast websites. They do provide podcast hosting, but for this podcast, it still lives on Blog Talk because I have an amazing relationship with them. And luckily with podcast websites, you can just use their website feature and then you can have hosting somewhere else. And that's what I do.
It's pretty nice.
It is pretty nice. It's like the best of both worlds. So, yes. And I get to, again, hang out with Blog Talk people, though you would come on the show anyway. So, yes. Yes. All right. So let's get into it. We were talking about this off air. Luckily I don't need to go into your fan store. You can listen to that. I'll link it in the show notes, guys. His episode is very good from last year, about this time in the year, actually, as I recall. You first came on the show. Yeah, it was about the time.
Because
you were really hopeful for the Jaguars last year.
Oh my God. I don't want to talk about the Jaguars, okay?
No, we have to, because I'm going to talk about Virginia and how I was hopeful this year. Now, this year was a little different because of my, you know, my real life circumstances. I wasn't like all like focused on sports, to be honest with you, over the summer, which was probably a good thing.
Yeah.
So I felt like my expectations of Virginia were a little more realistic because I wasn't like reading a lot of the blog articles. I wasn't listening to like the hype that was building up from the new coaching staff and everything. And So we're now 0-3. And I'm like, this doesn't feel any different than last year.
You're right. Doesn't look any different either.
No, it really doesn't. And not only that, but like, okay, so like we just played UConn at UConn. So away games are hard. We haven't won like an away game in like 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's sad. Again, basketball, Jonathan, cannot come soon enough for the people of the Wahoo. But I didn't even watch the last bit of this game because I have other things to do on Saturdays. I have tiny humans, and you get this. You have a tiny human and podcasting, and you're as busy as I am. And so, like, the past complaints of the old regime under the old coach that was replaced, that was fired last year, was that they had bad time management, really stupid penalties, and just they managed to lose games. Like they should have won games, but they managed to lose them in the last little bit. And that's exactly what happened with this game. They muffed up instead of like, so they had like 43 seconds left. They spiked a goal on second down rather than going for it. And then they missed a field goal that would have tied the game.
Oh, that's the worst. How long was the field goal?
Like I'd have to look it up. Not very far.
That's when you miss a kick to lose a game. That's the worst.
It's up there. I mean, it's not as bad as FSU just getting stomped by Louisville, but, you know, that was just like, damn, number two, my ass. Yes, we're allowed to curse on my show, not John's show. But Jonathan, you kind of felt this last year at the Jags because you were really excited about them, and then they just kind of were themselves.
Oh, my God. I came on your show, and I said, I think they're going to win 8 games. And I proved once again that even though I'm supposedly smart, truthfully, I'm an idiot. Because I'm an idiot. I mean, what else is there to say when you're used to something? It happens again and again and again and again and again. And yet you think the next time is going to be different. Jack feels like an abusive spouse.
I was about to say that. Like sometimes, and I feel like I think it was I was talking with maybe Jade Longfellow from Razzball. He was on a couple weeks ago, and he's in the Blog Talk Fantasy Football League with me. And we were talking about this, like, you know, because he's a San Diego Chargers fan, and it's the same thing. It's like you get so excited and you want change. Like it's like being in a really bad marriage where you're like, okay, I expect change, and they're going to therapy, and they brought in new personnel, and we're trying new things, and it's the same results. And you're just like, why? Because I blame New England.
Oh, really?
Yes, because New England was terrible for many, many years. Like, yes. They were the most forgettable franchise in the NFL. Like, people forgot that they were actually an NFL team in New England for a while. Even when people who lived in New England.
When I was growing up, the Patriots and the Colts, for a good 10-year period, were the worst teams in football.
Yes.
That's my memory of them as a child was.
Yes, and now the Colts maybe have faltered a little bit, but New England is still really good, and they forget that. So I blame them because you see, like, well, if you get a good coach and you get a good quarterback and they work well together, look what happens.
It's all it takes.
And you go, well, why can't I get that?
Well, it's funny. You mentioned the Chargers. The Jaguars are playing the Chargers this weekend, and I think we're going to learn a lot. I didn't make any predictions this year. I'm hopeful, but if Jacksonville can't beat the Chargers this week, if there's plenty of ways that the Chargers can beat Jacksonville, but if the Jags don't get their act together and win this, then it's just going to be another year. It's going to be the same thing. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of us in Jacksonville are under the impression that no matter what good things Gus Bradley brings to the table in terms of player development or recruiting or personality, he's not that good of a game manager, and he's not that good of a disciplinarian. So you have a team that makes a lot of mistakes and doesn't make up for it with any kind of good coaching or adjustments at halftime. And so if he doesn't put together at least 8 wins this year, if not more, he should be gone. And I don't think anybody's going to be sad to see him go.
But then who would you get?
It doesn't matter. At that point, you have a talented team. We have enough talent to compete with anybody at this point.
You really do.
Truthfully. And so if you can't win with talent, then there's other people who can, and it would be an attractive job next year as opposed to the past, because you have your quarterback in place. You have one of the best receiving tandems in the league. You have multiple running backs. Good God, you have young defensive talent, a fast defense. You put a couple of better offensive linemen in place, and you could literally be in the top 10 most talented teams at this point from an athleticism standpoint. If you can't figure out how to win with that, then you shouldn't be coaching.
I agree. I agree. And you know, it's interesting. You know, Chris Ivory is out. We're recording this Sunday. It's Saturday before the Sunday games. So Chris Ivory's out. And I only know this because TJ Yeldon is on my team. So let's also tell Jonathan, we totally missed this part. Jonathan and I are both in the podcast movement, Fantasy Football League. I bullied my way in this year by promising to be commissioner, which really I haven't had to do anything. I mean, really.
Like, well, you set things up. You got things rolling. You were the motivating factor to get it pushed again. So that's what you had to do.
Yes, but it has been very good. And again, you were also on air during the craziest draft ever, in which, again, I've never been in a draft where two kickers went in, what, fourth and fifth round back to back.
And they were fighting for them.
Kickers, guys.
Just like, God, I got to get Justin Tucker. I don't want anybody else to get him, so I'm going to take him in the fourth.
The fourth round for kicker. Seriously. It's just bad.
I don't even touch Gostkowski either.
I know. The whole thing is just, No. It's just bad. But I'm looking at my lineup. I actually have quite a few Jaguars. I picked up the Jaguars kicker, speaking of. I did that in the last minute thing because I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of kicking in this game. Because it is San Diego and they have no defense whatsoever. And you guys do have a very good offense.
Let's talk about your lineup here, because your lineup is kind of awkward.
It's all over the place.
So first of all, you had a couple of Jets, and you had Ryan Fitzpatrick on the bench on Thursday with 20 points.
Uh-huh.
You benched him for Marcus Mariota.
But they're playing Detroit.
Okay, I get that. But Marcus Mariota is no Andrew Luck. And the Titans, they want to run the ball.
I know.
Remember, what is it? The something Smash Mouth. They're supposed to be the exotic Smash Mouth team with two big bruising running backs. I'm super glad you left you put Mariota in there instead of Fitzpatrick. That made me happy.
Yeah, that's true.
And now you have TJ Yeldon in your lineup over Todd Gurley.
I do. Because he's facing Seattle's defense.
Yeah, but huh? I mean, TJ Yeldon had 21 carries for like 40 yards last week.
Again, but he's facing San Diego, who is like 30th in the league for defending against the run. So I'm not worried about it. This is the first 2 weeks of the season. I have a theory on this, are when you kind of work out the kinks of your team. So, okay. Yeah. I started Brandon Marshall. It was an excellent start. So I did that.
I thought he was going out for the year.
I know, with I did too.
Thursday, that looked bad.
It did look bad.
I immediately pinged you and said, you just lost your receiver. And then he comes back in and gets 16 points.
Yeah, I was on a date with an Adam, so I didn't even see that till later. And I was like, well, he stayed in the game, so yeah. Yes. You can hear about those on my other show, We Should Not Be Friends. Kelvin Benjamin, who's an excellent. I was so surprised. In every league I've drafted this year, Jonathan, no one picked up Kelvin Benjamin. I was like, that is just stupid. He's an excellent, excellent receiver. People totally forgot about him.
I totally agree. He's a legit player. I have him in a different league. I'm very happy to have him.
Yes. I have a lot of Jaguars. I have Julius Thomas. I might switch out Jimmy Graham. It just depends on how I feel game day.
Thomas is a better – if Thomas is healthy, he sprained his ankle during the game last week. But if he's been practicing and is ready to go, he is the best tight end play you have.
I think so. Jordan Matthews, I'm very happy with, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I picked up the Ravens defense because everybody should play whoever is playing defense, whoever's playing Cleveland.
Hashtag because Cleveland.
Because Cleveland. You know, Cleveland, I would feel bad for you, but you won an NBA championship finally, so you don't get to whine anymore.
You do get to hire bad players to keep going, though.
Yeah, you just seriously, you don't get to whine. I'm sorry. You just no. So, yes.
My chances against you, Ramona. It says you're projected to score 107. And it says I'm projected to score 108. I'm sorry, 106.
Yeah, it's really close.
And I've had my defense play. I had the Jets defense. That was a fail. I got 0 points from them. But I have Andrew Brown and Lamar Miller and Golden Tate and Derek Carr going. I feel good about those guys. I think that's a solid group there.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. It could. I mean, and again, I may decide to put like T.O.A. Hilton in or Todd Gurley. You know, I've got Jimmy Graham. I could switch in there. Hell, I'm not going to put Jason Witten in. That's just stupid.
Oh, hey, feel free to put put T.Y. Hilton in. Yeah, go for it. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
I'm not a Hilton fan. He got super hyped up after his second year, and he hasn't really ever delivered on those numbers. It's just all hype.
Is it just me, or do I feel like the Colts are the most overrated team in the NFL? Because they're in a division, and I don't mean to pick on your division with the Jaguars, but they're in a division that is supremely just not developed talent-wise.
Yes, terrible.
So they're the best of like the worst division in football. That's nothing to be proud of.
They are significantly worse than they were 3 years ago when they were barely good enough to be in the playoffs then.
I mean, and it's just an organization that is just so one-sided. And I like Andrew Luck a lot. I do. I think he's an excellent quarterback. But they don't give him the weapons he needs. They don't give him a defense that gives him the rest he needs. So he's always on the field. It's ridiculous.
I agree. They worked on their offensive line this year. They drafted, I think, what's his name? Kelly, the center from Alabama.
Yeah.
And that was a good get in the first round this year. But their offensive line still needs work. And their defense has gotten worse. It's aging. And they didn't upgrade Frank Gore. They're still running out there with Frank Gore as their number one running back. I don't know what their GM is doing. They're not reloading. they are strictly saying Andrew Luck's good enough to do this by himself. That's the way it feels.
Well, I feel like they feel like because of the divisions, but I'm like, the division's getting better. I mean, all three teams in that division, the Texans have made moves to be better. Now, yep. I feel like, again, it's kind of like the Jaguars. I think it's coaching more than anything because they have a lot of weapons on both sides of the ball that's just not being utilized properly. You've got the Titans, which are an interesting kind of mix, and the Jaguars. You know, if one of those three teams gets a good coach, that's it. Indy's done.
I wouldn't be shocked to find the Titan or the Texans on top of the division at the end of the year. The Titans, I hate the Titans. They're one of my least favorite teams.
Why do you hate them? You might have gone over this again in the past episode, but now I'm curious.
It's a rivalry thing. For me, I didn't care about them one way or another until, 1998? We were division champs. We were 14-2. We beat every team in the league except the Titans. They beat us twice in the regular season. Got to the AFC Championship game. Oh, it happens to be against the Titans. And then they beat us again the third time that year. We missed out on the Super Bowl, and our only losses all year were all to the Titans.
Those bastards.
I've hated them ever since.
No, that's a good reason to hate somebody.
That was the Music City Miracle year, by the way. They shouldn't have even been in that game.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yes, I hate them. I hate them.
Maybe someone secretly didn't let a goat into like the Jaguars, like, you know, stadium. And that's what. Speaking of, you and I this summer got to go to Wrigley. Yes, that was a lot of fun.
That was great.
That was great. We had amazing seats, thanks to Jonathan. So we have a tradition. It's funny. We talked about this in the podcast movement group. If you're a podcaster and you're not in the podcast movement group, shame on you. It's a great group for podcasting and all kinds of podcasters, not just sports or trivia like Jonathan's niche. But one of the podcasters who I love, Liz Covart, is a huge Boston Red Sox fan. She's like, I'm so excited because Podcast Movement 17 is going to be in Anaheim this year. And both the Dodgers and the Angels are going to be in town. So Jonathan and I, along with Mark Asquith from Podcast Websites, we've kind of made a tradition now where we go to a baseball game when we're in Podcast Movement. So I'm super excited. But I feel like us going to the Cubs helped them in some way. It must have.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Didn't they just win the division the other day?
They did lock it up, and it's like a month and a half early. So
it's crazy.
It's super early. So I'm just going like, if I'm a Cubs fan, I would be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Because that's all they have to think about now is just like, you know, destiny.
They need to, they're going to be in that kind of football place where you've clinched your division 3 weeks early and you're resting your players. You want to keep them fresh, but you don't want to risk injury or risk anything stupid happening to them.
Because it's the Cubs.
It's going to be a special month.
Yeah, because it's the Cubs and the Cubs.
Yeah.
This is going to be very interesting to watch. And so, yes. So I'm very excited that the Angels and the Dodgers will be in town when we're in Podcast Movement, Jonathan. This is very, very exciting.
If you had to choose between them, which one would you go see?
I think the Dodgers, just because it's the Dodgers, you know?
So too.
Yeah, okay, good call. But I'd kind of like to see both. Like, it's funny, we should have gone to see the White Sox, but I didn't really want to go see the White Sox. It's not that I don't like the team. It was actually James's favorite baseball team, so that's part of the reason why I wasn't, like, eager to go. Right. And we were just on a tight schedule at the Podcast Movement this year. Oh my God, we were. Because, well, again, so it was in busy. July.
It was in July, and now that my audience has been growing, I have listeners all over the place. And so when I travel, I try and make it a point to let people know where I'm going to be in case anybody wants to come out and meet and play some games.
Yeah, he's all casual about this. Some dude drove 3.5 hours to play trivia with Jonathan in a bar in Chicago.
That was Scott Gant, and Scott is awesome.
He was awesome. All the guys were. And our team did really well. So it was myself and Mark. Tim was there. Jonathan, of course. Nick Suberling, formerly of Inside the Jungle. He doesn't do that podcast anymore, but he has a couple others. Let's see. And a bunch of your listeners, like 3 or 4 of your listeners.
Ken Schaefer and Frank Travato and Scott Gant all made it.
That's right. And we did really well. Out of how many teams? I think we came in like 5th or?
We came in 3rd.
Oh, I didn't know. Wow.
We won an entry into their quarterly big event with a $2,000 cash prize. And so I gave that to the guys who live in town. And they just competed in it the other day. They did pretty well. It was a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, no, I mean, that's legit. I've never tried to do a live Sports Gal Pal, like, meetup. Just because, again, I took that 6-month break. So it's like I'm starting the podcast all over again.
Yeah. Well, and so when we go to California, it may not be like that in California. I find that my audience is primarily in the Northeast and in the Central North. Some in the South, some in like North Carolina, Florida, those places, some Texans, but not a lot out West. We're growing out West, but it hasn't spread as rapidly there from the things that I can see.
Interesting.
So I don't know if we'll have a meetup or not. I'll definitely put it out there, but no promises.
That's true. So I have been inspired by you. So you have an amazing Facebook community. You want to tell people about the Trivia Warfare Facebook community really fast?
Sure. We have a group called the Trivial Warfare Army. It is people that listen to the show and enjoy it and want to engage at a higher level and play trivia games with each other and share questions and just be part of a group that loves the same kind of stuff that you do. And it's been one of the best experiences I could have imagined. I was really nervous to start it up because I didn't think anybody would come. I didn't think anybody would join it. And I didn't want to be that guy who put something out there that wasn't popular that nobody did. Lo and behold, a couple of weeks after I opened it, there were people showing up right and left. And now we've climbed. We're over 300 members now, which is fantastic. I mean, just fantastic. We have a lot of folks who and there's more joining every day. Couldn't be happier with that group.
And whose idea was it to do the group, Jonathan?
Well, lots of people's.
What?
Well, it was inspired originally, believe it or not. Remember New Media Expo?
Yes. Yes.
There was the first time that I thought of doing it was actually in a panel session with the one and only Jay Soderberg, who was telling people, look, if you want to really build engagement with your audience, you need to design a badass clubhouse for them to hang out in. And they'll end up doing all kinds of stuff. You won't have to be there every day running everything, but you have to give them a place where they can be. And so every time that people like you and others gave me the advice to do it, I always remembered that too, because that was the first time that I had ever thought of it. But you definitely pushed and pushed and pushed until I made it happen.
It's because I'm obnoxious, and you're welcome.
Well, you're persistent for sure.
That's another nicer way of saying obnoxious. So because I've seen the success of Jonathan and I want to reconnect with Gal Pal Nation, I have started the Sports Gal Pal Facebook community. That's right. We've got a group of our own Gal Pal Nation where you can come in and talk to me directly about God knows what. You'll hear me bemoan things and be sad about UVA sports. I'm probably not even going to bring it up anymore. It's just depressing football season for UVA. But other things, like, again, talking about like FSU losing to Louisville, and what does that mean for the landscape of football when you've got number two losing such a way? And I put a poll in there. Is Louisville that good or is FSU that bad? It's probably a little bit of both, to be honest, but, you know, that's where we go. So you can, it's going to be, there's a link on my website, sportsgalpal.com/Facebook, and you'll be directed to there. You can join. And it's a lot of fun. I believe, Jonathan, you were in the group already. I kind of just put you in there. I didn't even give you the option.
I'm so glad you did. It's going to be awesome, guys. I mean, the fact is that if you like to talk to your friends at work, they're all going to have the same opinion, right? You almost always run into the same people all the time when you talk about sports in your daily lives. But a group like Ramona's is a place where you can really interact with rabid sports fans from all over the place, and you're going to have great discussions in there. If you want to moan and bitch about your fantasy football loss because of whatever happened, that's a good place to do it.
Yes. And again, you get direct contact with me. So, again, it is, you can go to, you search in Facebook in the little bar, Sports Gal Pal Community. It will pop up and you can join. We've already got, let me see, I've got it up right now, 82 members already. So,
wow, that's a lot.
Well, they're all my friends. I have a lot of friends. I'm very popular, Jonathan, in real life.
I believe you.
I just collect them. I don't mean to.
You're like, look, you're going to be my friend. You don't have a choice.
Pretty much. That's what I did with you.
You did, well, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really give you an option. It's like, you're my friend. You're my podcast friend. And my real life friend. Yay, Jonathan. Except I want to destroy you this week. Because that's only what friends do.
I'm sorry, but you realize that the reason I mentioned moaning and crying about your fantasy team is that that's what you're going to be doing in that group next week.
No, I did not moan and groan about losing to Mark last week. Oh, no, I beat Mark.
You won.
Yeah, I did win. You're, I lost my other two games.
About losing to me.
No, I mean, I've lost to you before. Please. You know, I've been set up on your show many times to lose a trivia. I'm used to losing when you're around. The show, guys, it's one of my favorite podcasts. I love listening to it with the tiny humans in the car because it's safe. Unlike any of my shows, it's safe for tiny humans to listen to. Trivial Warfare, it's on Blog Talk, it's on iTunes. Seriously, it's one of the top rated ranked trivia podcasts in the world. The world, people. And he's my friend.
You said it really well. I have nothing to add to that.
I'm just so proud of you. So it makes up for him being a Jags fan. Anyway, it is Jonathan Oakes. Jonathan, if they want to know more about your group or your show, what's coming up, like give us the whole rundown, because trivia and sports, they go nicely together.
Trivia and sports go awesome together. You can always find us at trivialwarfare.com. The key there is that it's Trivial Warfare with an L, kind of like Trivial Pursuit, except more competitive. So you can find us on our website there. You can check out the Trivial Warfare Army on Facebook. It is a group. If you ask to join, I will let you in, and you can start playing games with other people. Or if you want to get in touch with me directly, you can email me at trivialwarfare@gmail.com.
Yes, he's us on Twitter. You know, you can do that too. But and seriously, go to blogtalk.com, and you just seriously, he's always on the front page of that website. Always. He lives there. I'm like looking, going, hello, Jay Soderbergh.
Hello. You know, we had a great show the other day with Rob Sesternino.
I listened to most of it, yeah.
That was a ton of fun.
It was a ton of fun. I haven't finished it yet, so don't tell me what happens. But yes, I listened, and I realized I don't watch any of those shows. And then, like, but the opening warm-it-up question where you were like, name all the houses of Game of Thrones, I was like, oh, my God, I love that show, but I would totally suck at that game. Because when you're like, and that's the thing, like, when you're answering in the car, it's one thing. You're all like, no, it's Bermuda Triangle. It's Bermuda Triangle. You're screaming that out at the thing, and you get mad at them. But when it's you on the line, you like all of a sudden your brain goes blank, and you're like, what in the world?
You're like, I don't know anything. I'm sorry.
Unless it's TV shows, about TV shows.
I'm very meta.
I'm still so mad. The points matter, kids. The points matter.
For those of you who don't realize it, Ramona was in a tournament for the trivia show. Was it early? It was earlier this year.
It was early February.
No, it was March. It was March Madness.
I know, but you recorded them earlier.
Oh, that's true.
It was probably a week before James died.
Oh, God.
I mean, that in the concept of my life, it was good what happened, you know?
Yes. So what happened was Ramona was really competitive and lost at the very end.
Because I didn't bet enough points.
Because that's right. You got the answer right at the end.
I crushed it and basalt and all that stuff. Probably the best moment on your show. One of them.
It was great. You guys should definitely check out Ramona's episode if you haven't.
I'll link it to the show notes. It's on Blog Talk, so I can embed it straight on to my site.
Sure. It was episode 50, TW 50.
See, yeah. Episode TW 50, which is ironic because you came on to talk about Super Bowl 50.
Oh.
You're here. Look at that.
Pretty cool.
I know. It just means that Jonathan and I, that's why we're BFFs. Hooray. Again, it's Jonathan Oakes. Jonathan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
It was great as always.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Gal Pal podcast. And be sure to check out sportsgalpal.com.